station that will rock your mind, sucker.
Oh yeah, you heard it right. This is JQ. It's 5:30 Saturday night. Getting ready for the Hip Hop Hooray Show now. Thanks for joining me. Going to kick off with Ludacris now, and then going to get straight into an interview with Lucid Troops and playing some tracks from their album, Stressoteric.
Incredible, untouchable niggas spitting venom out his body with the dopest flows. And wonder why the lines around the corner, cause the little motherfucker has the dopest shows. So one time for my independent women and all the single mothers who be getting that cake. Two times for my dog pulling triggers and my niggas in the kitchen that be flipping that way. East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, Dirty South, then we took it all around the world. I got fans in retirement homes to teenagers and little bitty boys and girls. Dropping lyrical bombs up in your hood, now stopping, I'ma hit them till the block explode. Hip hop, R&B, pop tart, what you want? I even got a little rock and roll.
The most creative, original, got them taking subliminal. Cause they can't get what I got. They want it so bad. $4 million pad and enough to retire off 2 albums. Go on, wave your white flags, I'm hot.
And every time I rhyme, I'm putting rappers in the ground with lines that got them hooked like dope. They gotta make up their mind because they running out of time, and now I'm about to make them choke.
Better turn your stereo louder. Listen up and let me preach. Let's get arrested for disturbing the peace. Come on, come on.
Man, this disturbing the peace shit getting on my nerve, boy. I tell you the truth, you know what I'm saying? While he doing shows, I'm in these streets, you know what I'm saying? While he on TV, I'm in these streets. And then my broad and my kid walk around singing it. Well, if they sing another verse, why I sway, you know what I'm saying? I'm on another level, though. I got a car wash, I got a shop on Old National, I got my own record label, you heard of. Posse Family Cartel, you know what I'm saying? We real. Who this nigga think he is?
I'm a household name with games spitting out of my mouth at all times. I spit it out and about and spit it out of the south until they recognize the danger sign. So feel a tingle in your spine by the way I talk. And it's pimping in my blood, you can tell by the way I walk. Ooh, Lord, more style than a barbershop. Call the cop. People in the way when the ball a block. Little do they know that I'm calling shots. And I'm not to be fucked with. If you see me come around the corner, then duck quick. Perpetrators can suck dick. I try to tell them, but they don't wanna listen. I try to shine them, but they don't wanna glisten. While the hi-hat keeps on ticking, and the kick drum keep on pumping, I'm dumping on the closest fools. Cause rules were made to be broken, but you can't make broken rules. Hear what I'm saying, or heard what I said. Hear what they playing, cause through this music, I'ma still be heard if I'm dead. Call your producers, cause I'm hurting these beats. I said it once, I'll say it twice. Bitch, disturbing the beat. Come on.
Yeah, folks. The King of the Kings has spoken. ATL shouted, hood to hood, block to block. We bout to let our nut turn. It's stirring the peace. We don't die, we multiply. We make the death jam history. Thanks for giving the CD shouted.
Yeah, the one and only Ludacris there with Southern Fried intro. Okay, if you don't know, this is the Hip Hop Parade Show with me, JQ. And I'm pleased to say that I've got with me in the studio Lucid Troops.
Yeah!
This is the takeover. This is the invasion. I've got 4 people in the studio. It's absolutely packed. Don't normally have this amount of people, but it's all good. We're going to have a nice little party, get through their tunes. They're going to introduce themselves and basically big themselves up and just tell all you guys out there about Lucid Troops and what they stand for. So, my man, JP, get on the mic and introduce your band, please.
What's up? This is JP from Lucid Troops.
Yes, yes. This is Fraser Manili, MC.
Hi.
Lucid Troops.
Hello, LT Silene.
Hello, Jay.
We are Lucid Troops, man, kicking up the way. Some UK hip hop for 2013 for you.
Excellent stuff. So, how long have you guys been together then? And how did you get together?
Oh, how do we get together? I suppose me and Fraser Manili have been rapping in parks since back in the day when we used to drink cider.
Way back in the day
when we were little kids, you know, and then
always. Well, not underage drinking, surely. We can't be promoting that.
We're not promoting it, but it happened.
Ribena and candy stick cigarette.
Yeah, that was it, exactly. We always been rhyming in together and stuff, and we decided to do something, make it a little bit special, make it musical. That was always the idea, really. Something he come to different. Me in December. Wanted me to help out a little piece, and Stressoterics, what was made, man.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, that's nice to hear. Well, look, we're going to get into your first track, and this is my favourite one from the album. I sing along to it. My missus has been singing along to it, even though we've only been listening for like a couple of weeks. Please introduce this fantastic track.
Right, this is Lucid Troops with I Am At Peace. Enjoy.
Don't watch me here. I am on night mode, feeling irate. I am feeling irate. I am at peace. I am at peace. I am at peace. Don't watch me. Watch TV. We know none of life.
Force fed till the automatic gag reflex. Seep sweat, stained tease, feet step with my deep breath. Chest pressure increased depth. Force field set, full power in position as we deflect. Energies embedded with a defect. We slept far too long and now the consequence of these sets. Settlements are sacrificial rejects. Taught scribes intermingling with the masses in the regressed mind state stat for consumption. A mind fried from the advertising flickers of a function. Ahead of this rebellion hive. Like heaven said, men will disappear with Machiavellian guys.
I am at peace, I am at peace, I am at peace. Watch TV, we know none of life. Resonating, vibes in, feeling good. Everything but vibrating. I am at peace, I am at peace.
Life stationary, setback strategy. Hold light, interacting majesty. Still bound to the buckles of a skin suit. Superhuman attributes filter through the thin soup smoothie that we use as an extension. Receive the outcome of choice we create through intention. The merging of the focus and force. Our own eyes central in perception as the presence of source. It sounds scandalous because it's the force that life resonates. Slip plate, switch, vibrate, levitate. Mind before the matter can form. Alice just tripped, fell 4 feet further than she fell before. Further than she fell before. 4 feet further than she fell before. Further than she fell before.
I am at peace. I am at peace. I am at peace. Don't watch me. Watch TV. We know none of life. Resonating. Vibes in, feeling good. Everything but vibrating. I am at peace. I am at peace.
Yeah, wicked track. I'm sure you agree. At Peace, Lucid Troops, they're in the studio with me from their album Stressoterics. So yeah, JP, just tell us a little bit more about that track and how you wrote it, what it's about.
Yeah, that track features myself, JP, and Fraser Manili's on that tune. He came to me with the tune already done, so he'll have to talk about the verses, but I just kind of did a little cameo on the chorus there.
Yeah, the idea behind the track really was about being at peace, like within yourself, be it through whatever you're going through, you know, when there's a bigger system than yourself telling you to conform to be a certain way, and just being all right with your individuality, whatever that may be it thoughts or physical appearance, whatever it is, you know. I don't really want to just pinpoint it and say it's about one thing if people can interpret whatever they come from it.
Seems to be a bit of a common theme running through the album that you've got quite deep and meaningful lyrics, and it's quite spiritual, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Am I right in saying that?
Like, in a sense, yeah.
And it's for everyone as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's about accessible. Everyone. It's about everyone, you know, so everyone can feel it.
trying to make it relative, you know, to everybody. Personal. Not this whole generic thing. We're not anything at all about rims on our cars or material possessions, you know.
Because that's all you keep hearing all the time on commercial radio. And I'm not bling.
We're not dissing that in any way, man. We're just doing our thing, you know. Like an artist paints a painting, you can take from it what you wish.
But
we're hoping what you take from this is something positive, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Positive all the way.
Definitely.
Okay, and we're going to line up an artist that you've picked, Lauryn Hill. Why do you choose this track?
Oh, she's a very talented woman. I mean, she just covers everything, really, doesn't she? She's just a very talented woman. Everything about her, she's a rebel with a cause. I love her.
It must be hard to pick a tune because she's got so many.
Yeah,
but this
has,
is a great one. She's a nice little dance around.
She's singing, she's rapping, she's doing a bit of everything. So I thought this is the best one, yeah, definitely.
Okay, Lauryn Hill, Do What, That Thing.
Watch out, some guys are only about that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing, that thing.
Since you were looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. Now you think you really gon' pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again. Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gon' tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gem, baby girl. Respect is just a minimum. When you still defending them now, Lauryn is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. Yo, a win-win. Come again. With his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men. Come in the club like hooligans. Don't care who they offend, pop a yang.
Like you got yang.
Let's not pretend. The one that packed pissed out by the waistman, crissed out by the casement. Still the name of this basement. The pretty face man claiming that they did a bid, man. Need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids. Been the face in court case when the child support's late. Money taking home, breaking out. You wonder why women hate men. The sneaky silent man. The punk domestic violence man. The quick job asking them stop acting like boys and be men. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gonna win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again. The red drink, come again. And sister drink, come again.
Lauryn Hill there, ex-Fugees member, and probably the most talented member of the Fugees. I'm just going to ask the girls now, like, who do you look up to? Who are your influences? Obviously, Lauryn Hill. In terms of the rappers, do you tend to focus on the female rappers, or is it just across the board?
It is really hard because there aren't as many female rappers and a lot
so
of
So they tend to stand out, don't
yeah, they?
Like
do
Nicki
stand
Minaj
out.
And Missy Elliott
but
got larger than life personalities.
Yeah, but it depends because I stand out, you've got MC Light. Like back in the day, she's just basically put the border up for everyone.
Yeah, we got her, one of her tunes lined up today.
Yeah, there's no way I could not mention her. I mean, Jean Grey, she's just absolutely brilliant as well. But yeah, there are a lot of, there are a few heads. There's some UK peeps coming up as well, which, you know, they're all right, like Miss Brat, people like that, you know, they're doing really good. I like their style and that. But yeah, it's cool. What about you?
Well, singing wise, I'll probably say someone like Jessie J, because I think she's got a lot of very powerful and a strong aura about her, which is like, you know, for singers is a very, you know, enlightening
thing.
Yeah.
Oh, so you do all the singing?
Yeah, I'm a singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Any rapping or?
No,
okay.
No, I don't do rapping. Definitely not. Just a singer.
Well, that's cool, because there's a lot of elements to this album, and you all contribute in your own way, and
yeah,
I think that's like really fantastic, and that comes through on the record as well. Mm-hmm. You've all got like your individual flows, and sometimes like just someone takes over the track, there'll
yeah.
be other tracks where you yeah. all contribute equal amounts. That's nice.
Indeed, man. We wanted to make it like, as I say, it was all about the music, so it wasn't really, it was more of a collective than an egotistical thing. Mm-hmm. Some of the tracks, I might be on a track by myself, I might just be doing a hook or whatever, but it's mainly about the music, so...
But making beautiful music for people to
yeah, kind
hear,
of like
you know.
A variety show feel
yeah,
within
definitely.
That. It's to one
bit of cabaret, vaudeville, all the elements. Okay, and what we got lined up next, guys?
This next track's off the album called Nightmare. The track's called Nightmare. And really, it's sort of like how you feel when you realise you've been lied to, or when you feel that certain things you've been told haven't turned
everyone's
out to be
been
true.
Through that.
Yeah,
everyone's
exactly.
dealt with that.
You know, whatever the subjects may be, and that reactionary feeling to how you feel initially after that.
Yeah, yeah. And there's a cheeky little sample in this track as well. If this is the one I'm thinking of, Method Man. Is it in?
Oh, is that with the when he comes in at the start of People's Eve with me, where you at, Jimmy?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Let's go.
Prospects of new dawns form with the blackest cloud forewarned. Self in accordance, a classic vow scribed by the wisest. A lost tribe divided, unite once alignments of star signs collide with horizons and matters of mind. Fine timeline, circular circumference of the atoms that bind. The intertwined snakes matching a sign. Switch lines on scientific symbolism happen to find. DNA code scratched in the shrine. Mind out, caverns of a time are all that happened inscribed. And plagiarism of religion derived. Through wisdom learn to use your intuition. All decisions aside, it's my life until the time I die. I'll be damned if I'll allow myself to bow before the mastermind of genocide. You parasitic, sick-minded individuals with terror propaganda laced with errors and residuals. I'm your worst nightmare. Like, there's a million others like me if you're not willing to fight fair. I rally rebels on a spiritual high. The state of mind's what keeps us alive. It's like, prepare for the inclusion of the microchip intrusion. Inorganic matter used to further bolster the illusion of security. We're choosing to refuse a retribution of the state or face a razor blade at bay. And it's protruding out the front line trench of the movement. A tuned seeker of the truth, and I've got nothing left to prove then. I regroup in the fumes of haste, soothing, and sit amongst the silhouetted faces of a cube and remind me of the missions at hand. To set plans and eradicate the demographics, help my people overstand. Peace comes from within, the parts under your skin that ask wondering things, and dark conjuring sins are marked down in your negative. Karma come and balance out the cycle of repetitive emotional exertion affair. It's words heard first and then a case of being battle prepared. Cause they're your worst nightmare. It's like, there's a million others like me if you're not willing to fight fair. I rally rebels on a spiritual high. The state of mind's what keeps us alive. We're all willing to fight this here nightmare. Like, there's a million others like me if you're not willing to fight fair. I rally rebels on a spiritual high. The state of mind's what keeps us alive. We're all willing to fight this here nightmare. Like, there's a million others like me.
Oh yeah,
Lucy
Truth coming with a nightmare.
We're rebels on a spiritual high. The state of mind's what keeps us alive. We're all willing to fight.
And if you're paying close attention, you would hear Method Man with a wicked little sample there. Who came up with that idea for the sample?
That would have been DJ Scully. Like, a lot of these beats on this album were produced by him.
So we've got DJ Scuddy.
Missing in action, gone.
It's a shame he can't be here, but I absolutely love his production. Did he produce all the tunes? Or most of them?
One or two.
We've got a producer named The Chef, my cousin. Big up, Mark.
The Chef, what a name.
Yeah, man. He cooks up the
cooking
beats,
up
you know what I'm saying?
Cooking up beats and flavours. Yeah.
Check him out, man. $HEF. Not even The Chef, just Chef, yeah? He doesn't need
we
the.
We know who
we
he
know
is.
We know he'd be cooking it up, you know what I'm saying? And then we've got Lukey P as well, man.
Wildfire.
We recorded the Wildfire, sorry. We recorded the beat, the actual lyrics in Kettering. So
we're the mean streets of Kettering,
the mean
yeah.
streets of Kettering, that's where we're from, you know what I mean? And then took him to St Albans. To master them, mix and master them at Unsigned Studios. So big up Shane,
yeah,
Shannon as well.
Yeah, big up Shane, big up.
Okay, now moving on, keeping in the theme with that sample, is from this track.
When I first stepped on the scene,
Release Yo Delph.
Niggas was petrified, jet back to the lab. Like,
and this happens to be one of my favourite rap tracks ever. Method Man from his album, Tikal. Right, I need everyone out there to turn this up, crank up the bass, listen to the horns. Jonathan P. Boglin in the studio. Tune. Loving the horns, the beats, and Method Man's rapid fire machine gun delivery there. Absolutely wicked. Right, handing you back over to Lucy in the studio. And they're going to introduce their next track and big up their homies who are listening in. Got to send a shout out to my nan Gloria. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you're enjoying
this.
Hello. Yeah.
Say hi, Gloria.
Hi, Gloria.
Sup, Gloria. Yeah, man, this next tune's called Where Do We Go, Man. Obviously, sometimes people get caught in the struggle, don't know where to turn, innit? So that's what this one's really about. Me and Fraser Manili seem to be pretty sweet on the whole writing, man. It didn't really take too long to come together.
Do you always write together or separately, or just when you find time? How do you work it out?
Sometimes I'll probably write like my bars on my own, but with regards to putting a song together, usually we'll just get together and jam somewhere and just see what comes out of the ether. And sometimes things that happen on the moment end up being the best things. So
yeah. Nice chemistry. You've got wicked chemistry,
yeah,
guys.
That's it, yeah.
So here we go.
Defenders of the tenements, divided into segments to cultivate the reverence of resonance. Seeds sprout from out the darkness of the sediments, seek to find their peace among the ethers and the elements. Source presence ever prevalent, weather get me through the struggle from my hedonistic remnants. And they can pacify the sheep, but never stop a heaven sent herd of damn stampeding elephants. Make cracks in their torsion field, restore pure thought channels for the source to fill. With more healing for the evil and lost, free like Christ still teaching after leaving the cross. And the cost of the Christos adaption of ego, the ceasing of I and the starting of we. So be so humble and wise, mind state discipline, love fear sure a surprise. Like,
where do we go? I don't know, you don't know. We lost faith, but we still got hope. But we strive to be strong wherever we go. Where do we go? I don't know, you don't know. We lost faith, but we still got hope. But we strive to be strong wherever
nice
we go.
Mellow vibes for you there.
We're energy in motion, with subjective attachments attracted emotion. The droplet in the ocean becomes one with the source, with the sense of devotion. Invoke smoke, hence with the potion. Rhyme potent, divine stream field through commotion. Travel in the land of the lost. A rolling stone shall gather no moss. Keep a sense of direction, reflect set tension. Allow one's deeds to ascension to ripple over that that we pass. Outstretched arms in connection with the charge in our hearts. Ask, mind darker than the blade, cuts deeper in my kickstand. Leaners in the misplaced creatures, I'm a fortified, a sanctum of force. Distort Morse code messages, ignore the reports.
Where do we go? I don't know, you don't know. We lost faith, but we still got hope. We strive to push on wherever we go. Where do we go? I don't know, you don't know. We lost faith, but we still got hope. But we strive to push on wherever we go.
Oh yeah, how good is that? Nice and mellow. Yeah, big up my nan Gloria. Thanks for all the feedback. We're absolutely loving all your texts in the studio. I know you're a massive Farmville fan. Big up all the Farmville crew on Facebook. So, yeah, in terms of that tune that we just heard there, like, how did you come up with the lyrics? Like,
with regards to, like, writing the verses, obviously they come when they come, just through life inspiration and whatnot,
yeah,
to put them together. But with regard to the hook and the melody, that's something that me and Jonathan would do, as we said before, just jam together. Sometimes things just come. Listen to music and then go back into playing music, playing around with little things. And then, you know, I wanted to give a thank you and a shout out to Gemstar.
Gemstar.
Big up.
Came and did the backing for that on the vocals, and we're working with her in the studio in a minute, so hopefully there'll be something from her.
She's got a great voice.
Yeah,
what a collaboration there.
Just to say real quick, man, you can buy the album, cop the album on Bandcamp, yeah? So that's Lucid Troops, LucidTroops. Stress Esoteric.
Yes, and you're going to hear the whole of that album coming up, so don't worry, but make sure you go out and cop that. How do you guys promote yourselves? Like, what? How many different things are you doing, or what is the main thing that's got the most success to get your name out there?
At the minute, it's purely just on the internet, you know, like you say.
Social media, yeah.
YouTube, you know, Blogspot, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we keep busy.
Have you got a YouTube channel and a website?
Yeah,
what is that?
YouTube channel, Blogspot's on there. Everything linked to everything else. So
if you type Lucid Troops, type it into Google, yeah, man, and we'll come up top. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You'll and see all the links are there on the pages, so if you want to get to the Blogspot or anything like that, everything's on there. It's all
contact
clear.
Details.
Okay, everyone out there, all my listeners, all the newbies, all the loyal listeners, make sure you go out and check out Lucid Troops and keep the text and the feedback coming in. Let me know what you think of the album and the tracks. And if you've got any questions for the band, hit me up on 07803 426 465. Okay, getting into a tune chosen by my man Fraser, do the honours please.
Yeah, this track is Jay Dilla and Pheromunch. I don't even really need to say any more than that. Like,
two bad boys.
I know it's a cliche to say, but Jay Dilla, to me, he did change my life. Like, I'm a big beat head, and I listen to a lot more instrumentals nowadays than actual like MCs. So for me, Jay Dilla's, you know.
Oh yeah.
What can I say about that?
We must be in love.
Soul music, solely for your soul music. Before it mattered how much we on soul music. From your fitted to your night soul music. It's cheese grits with filet of soul music. This soul music sound good, don't it?
Yeah, I got a message that I might wanna share with you to show that I'm hard. To reach the president and his government, I voted for God. And I know that's the way we all can make it. I got a little information, might as well go ahead and take the shade.
We must be in love.
If we're ever gonna talk the talk, we gotta walk the walk, shade.
We must be in love.
From the coast of California all the way out to the shores of New York, shade.
We must be in love.
I know somehow, some way, we all can make it.
We must be in love.
I got a little information, might as well go ahead and take the shade.
We must be in love.
Open your heart. You'll find a way to truly get this. If you cure a man from all his disease and from all his sickness. One life, one love, one fight, one struggle, one good. Hope you can feel it in your bones, and if you need it, you can use it any time of day you want it. You can choose it, hey, in the morning, in the evening. If you're working 9 to 5 and you're leaving, you can stand on train when you read it.
Say, he must be in
love music, gospel of thug music. Some inspire the soul when they write, some abuse it. I choose to choose what I choose when I choose it. Put love in the music, cause
we must be in love.
If we're ever gonna talk the talk, we gotta walk the walk, shit.
We must be in love.
From the coast of California all the way out to the shores of New York, shit.
We must be in love.
I know somehow, some way, we all can make it.
We must be in love.
I got little information, might as well go ahead and take the shade.
We must be in love.
Lord, tonight, please, if you can feel it in your soul, in your spirit, let me see one hand in the air. Now turn to the person to the right of you, and you can tell them. You can tell them. You can say it.
We must be in love. We must be in love. We must be in love.
Right about now, you're in tune to the Hip Hop Parade Show with me, JQ, every Saturday, 5 till 7. Mainly kicking old school flavours. Oh yeah, Jay Dilla, wicked track there. Okay, let's get back to Lucid Troops. What we got lined up now, guys?
Right, well, the next one's called Pyro, man. This tune was basically created by Gareth. Basically, this thing, how can I say it, man? I went to the Fraser's house. He was spinning some bars. The bars were pure fire, man. I couldn't believe how good they were. So I was kind of like,
fire!
whatever I put on the chorus has to have some kind of some kind of fire in it, you know. And then as we were chatting and the lyrics come, this is how the tune came true, really.
Yeah, it was good how the hook came about with this one, because I'd already had the bars written, but the hook that I'd had ready for it wasn't really, it just wasn't in tie with this. And when he came out with this hook and the way he said it, especially talking about being on the gyro, and sometimes it can feel like prison, being trapped when you're on benefit as well, because it, you know, it forces you to only see things from that perspective, and sometimes you don't think you can move past that.
Real lyrics.
Yeah, sometimes it takes some fire in your belly to be like, you know what?
Inspiring, motivational.
Things are still possible, yeah.
That's a strong message. Let's go.
Somebody tell me, what can I do? Somebody tell me, what can I do? What can I do?
I do. Them a judge me, they call me on a gyro. Looking down at me, like me not in a control. What them want me do, them want me see me lie low. Pyro. Them a judge me, they call me on a gyro. Looking down at me, like me not in a control. What them want me do, them want me see me lie low. Pyro. Pyro, 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 a pack of pyro, pyro, aye, another pyro, 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 and then a pyro.
Held prisoner with myself as a guard. Hold the keys to my escape and analyzing every bar of the song. This egotistical
mirage. We got him calling for the rewind. They asked for it. You wanted it. You got it.
Somebody tell me, what can I do?
Yeah, old school style with a rewind.
Pyro, them a judge me, they call me on a gyro. Looking down at me, like me not in a control. What them want me do, them want me see me lie low. Pyro, pyro, them a judge me, they call me on a gyro. Looking down at me, like me not in a control. What them want me do, them want me see me lie low. Pyro. Pyro, 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 a pack of pyro, pyro, aye, another pyro, 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 and then a pyro.
Held prisoner with myself as a guard. Hold the keys to my escape in analysing every bar and facade. This egotistical mirage of a scar for past dramas. We incarcerate the soul for preservation of our true nature of the B&B. Being free to be the leader of yourself and breathing in the sweet scenery. Achieve peace easily. So we're told, but every day's a variation of the one we had previously. Say change soon come, but men seek power from a polished wood tower like a gun button. Sums up the whole affair. In a cold long stair space bounce. Fires rise from my neck to the hairline. Fracture the codes of silicone dome chip clones that were soon to be roaming the streets of your hometown. Batten down hatches, it's a storm that refuses to slow down.
Pyro, them a judging me, they call me on a gyro. Looking down at me, like me not in a control. What them want me do, them want me see me lie low. Pyro, pyro. Them a judging me, they call me on a gyro. Looking down at me, like me not in a control. What them want me do, them want me see me lie low.
Like stars over hollow earth. Follow first birth, collar burn, surface of a curse, and not a scholar, sir. A no degree, a kind of connoisseur, with a certain version of a promise in the honour of a somber slur. Exert the word, a broken song is heard. Never occurred to certain persons, I engage a flow of honest earned friends who turn moronic on bubonic herb. Thirst for knowledge, lead us out the range of policy and rotten firm. Furnaces will burn with their demonic herb. Curb the learning of the young and institute a means to churn a human office worker further for the profits earned. I'd rather see your profits burn.
Pyro, them a judging me, they call me on a gyro. Looking down at me, like me not in a control. What them want me do, them want me see me lie low. Pyro,
Totally coming with a fire.
Them a judging me, they call me on a gyro. Looking down at me, like me not in a control. What them want me do, them want me see me lie low. Pyro. Pyro, 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 a pack of pyro, pyro, aye, another pyro, 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 and then a pyro.
We're all dancing around, we're having our own little private party in the studio basement of Urban Jazz. There's no window, there's no fan, there's no dumping spot, I'm sweating. Yeah, it's a basement. No, it's all good, we're in a White Lion pub in Streatham, SW16. If you're in the area, come on down. Oh yeah, keeping it real. I got so carried away with all the dancing and the karaoke in the studio that I forgot to play the ad. So I'm going to get into that and we'll see you guys on the other side. I've got loads more tracks coming up. Keep it locked.
If you're looking for the best 70s and 80s soul and reggae, there's a new monthly night out that won't disappoint.
UrbanJazzRadio.net.
Oh yes, 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 yes. Back on the other side. UrbanJazzRadio.net with me, JQ. This is the Hip Hop Parade Show, and I've got you locked through till 7 o'clock. I'm here with Lucid Troops. If you don't know already, they are taking over the studio. They're making noise. This is the Invasion. It probably sounds like it's the Wu-Tang Clan in here, like 9,
Big
10 people.
Impact.
There's actually only 4 people.
Big up Charlie Carroll. Big up Dion Valley. Big up Sensi. Big up Liam, Lloyd, all the people them, you know?
Young the Baptist, Lady Rachel, Nate Dogg, Bobby, Little Isaiah, yes, yes. The list go on. Bless you all.
Bless.
These people know a lot of crew. You got a lot of homies, man. You got a lot
of shout them out, man. If it wasn't for some of the people in our lives, none of this would have happened, man.
Yeah,
so
exactly. The love.
Got to show the love, innit?
Yeah, make the most of it. That's all good. On the album, I can't help but notice virtually every tune. Is it every single track or just most of them finishes with a skit?
Yeah.
And I was trying to piece it together and I was thinking, does that sound like Kenneth Williams? And I thought that was so strange to have someone like him on the album. But listening to the album, I thought, you know, you guys don't really have any rules or boundaries. So I thought, yeah, it could just be Kenneth Williams. Like, but so, what happened with that skit and what movie is that from and why?
It's from a black and white movie, the version Cyrano de Bergerac, because I know there's a couple of versions out there. So it's from the 1950s black and white version. And I was just sitting up late one night, just sat there and just watched that whole movie on my own. And just with regards to the language that they use and just the way it's like, you know,
what's
modern day hip hop in a way. Yeah,
I've not seen the film, so what's it about? What are the messages?
They're basically like sword fighters and
And he's a poet as well.
Yeah, a poet and a soldier. So he fights in the army as a sword fighter, but then at the same time
with
they go
words.
Away to these
original gangster.
Yeah. And they have these battles with words, and to them it's as important to be a good sword fighter as it is to be a good poet. So they kind of, and I still thought that kind of matched some things in this day and age, especially with regards to the hip hop culture. It's more than just your outward.
You find the words, you know, not about weapons, about words. So I spell. Yeah.
But it's pretty comedic as well. It's like a tragic comedy.
Yeah,
and
it's
all
funny.
The best things are. So
it's
a good movie.
Good.
Yeah, and yeah, you guys don't take yourselves too seriously. There's
no.
A nice flow and vibe on the album. Right, we're going to bring in and introduce Jay Dreamer in the studio. She is the singer for the band. So Jay, tell us a little bit about yourself, and have you always been into hip hop?
Well, actually, they really did introduce me to hip hop mostly. Because,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I mean, well, I've always liked it, but ever since I've been in the band, they've very much shown me another way.
She's
of
my little cousin, so she's been hearing dribs and drabs, and then when she got pulled in, she was proper captured by the net
very
of hip hop, you know. So
really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And do you write the hooks yourself?
No.
So someone else, they write
it
and you sing it, okay.
Yeah, so it's been really good. It's been a really good adventure for all of us. I think it's been an amazing journey, so hopefully we get recognition for it.
It's like having a human sample machine in the studio sometimes.
Pretty blessed.
Sampler, by far.
Oh, wicked. And I'm detecting a slight accent. Are you from the southwest?
No, it's just a Kettering accent. Yeah.
Kettering, mate.
Kettering.
Representing.
West country.
No, it's not
Kettering, man.
Farmers.
Is that Northamptonshire?
Northamptonshire.
Yeah.
Well,
we say petrol instead of petrol.
And car park.
So it just goes to show hip hop and rap. It's not just New York, the Bronx, West Coast, LA, California, or even London. We've got Northamptonshire, Kettering, Stirling.
Hillbilly hip hop.
Yeah, big up all the rednecks out there. You know that. Okay, right, now time to get into a tune which is chosen by Jay Dreamer. This is the biggest track in the world right about now, and it's a dance track, but it's got a very famous hip hop rapper and producer on it. Jay Dreamer, it's probably a silly question, but why did you choose this track? Everyone loves this.
Oh God, I love this track so much. It's so relaxing, and I think it's quite like accessible to everyone.
Yeah.
So I've chosen Daft Punk, Get Lucky.
Wicked. And I'm just going to say at this moment in time, I was driving down to a comedy gig in Brighton this week, a long old journey, and I stuck the radio on, and I heard this, and I was like, wicked. It finished. I went from Kiss to Radio 1. This came on. Then I put on Capital Radio. I shouldn't be bigging up all these rival stations, but put on Capital. This came on. Then I'm going to admit, I put on Heart FM and they played Get Lucky, Daft Punk featuring Pharrell, and I was like, wicked, like, what track would cover all of those stations, you know? Exactly.
Lucid Troops, man.
Yeah.
Lucid Troops.
Yeah, baby. Here we go. Biggest track in the world right now.
Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
Wifey T to the A. I know you love this track. To get lucky. We're up all night 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 to get lucky.
The present has no ribbon. Your gift keeps on giving. What is this I'm feeling? Wanna leave, I'm with it.
Wants to get lucky tonight. Saturday night, baby. Time to get your swerve on.
And Jay, like, who are your influences? Like, what kind of singers do you look up to and try and emulate?
Oh God, there's so many, but probably, well, mostly for me, people like Beyonce and Jessie J, just purely because they have such powerful soul voices. Like, you can really feel what the words they're saying. So they're definitely people I look up to.
Okay, cool. Right, going back to the Lucid Troops now. Next track, my man Jonathan P. Yeah, why don't you tell the listeners how we first met each other?
Right, so on the side...
Nothing like that, by the way.
Now, on the side, both me and Jay do a bit of stand-up comedy. We did a gig at a competition at Jongleurs in Portsmouth, and we met there. It was funny, he was actually wearing the T-shirt I had in my bag that I was going to wear, like, and I was kind of like, oh, pretty cool idea to wear that t-shirt, man.
I forgot about that. Yeah. what t-shirt was that?
Aifuku, it means clothing in Japanese, man. It's quite a rare brand, I was a bit gutted, really, but he seemed safe and his comedy was funny, so we got to know each other through that, really.
Yeah, it was a good night, man. We didn't progress in the competition, but, you know, we had a lot of fun. It was good old crowd, and I really liked your set, man.
And likewise, man, funny guy.
Like, Jonathan done a really good routine on, slang, street slang, and talking about bear this and bear that, and just going through all the different kind of meanings and innuendos and wordplay with
that. If we get time, we might even bust that at the end of the show, but
it's weird though, because I'm sure in London that kills, but Portsmouth, I don't think they were quite ready for, they're not up with the bear jolt, man.
They don't quite know
the lingo down there, but
it was bear funny anyway, so I'm sure it was alright, you know what I'm saying.
Okay, JP, take it away. What we got lined up next?
Okay, so this next track's called Step Like. The idea of the tune for me was I had two strong verses. I could never really find a beat to put these on. The guy who runs the studio, he had a beat for us.
Hard life, isn't it?
I couldn't find a beat. And when I heard the beat that he gave us, it was kind of like I wanted to put out everything that I could on one track. So that's you'll hear a bit of rapping, a bit of ragga, a bit of singing, and because it's such a strong vocal, I kind of repeat it twice, but in different ways to try and show how the inflection of how something's said can change the whole meaning. So hopefully, once you've might be a grower on most people, this track, but
yeah, I find that quite fascinating because I love hip hop music, obviously, but I try and study it, and I study the lyrics and why people say things in a certain way, or in particular, why they change their tone or their inflection for a certain word. And you don't hear a lot of it, but every so often a rapper will repeat what he said. They try not to, on the basis that it's not that creative and you'd rather get it right in one go, but every so often they will repeat it and you think, he's done that for a reason. Rappers don't do that all the time. They've done it to get the message across and make a point, I guess.
Exactly, and I mean, this song as well, I don't know if you'll notice from listening to it on a one listen, but it was done continually from start to finish. There was no overdubs. It was done in a one take, you see.
Jay-Z style.
For me, it wouldn't have had the inflection on certain pieces. It wouldn't have worked if it had to be done twice or if there were overdubs. The whole idea of it is to be caught kind of once, and it's the feeling that comes across when you say the words a second time.
Raw, in the moment.
Yeah. Well, let's see what you think, huh? Okay. Step Like.
Let's roll.
Lucid Troops.
And so I step like man a man, one test when I rep my style shows metaphys and matter in time. Being what I project, the style I show you is my carbon set. While able to vibrate on levels so high, mind can freeze time. Relax for a minute, look at what matters and see spirit. Your track done alright, did it? I listened but didn't hear it. Man, I won't dilute the message, my beliefs come concentrated. Truth's always gonna be rated. Come to preach or did not, JP's here to breach the track like brat. Leave the beat snap, dripping in phlegm from my ill rap. Leave the beat snap, dripping in phlegm from my ill rap. Forever about the music, rhyme virus makes I infuse it. And no hidden text, I don't abuse this. I rhyme ruthless, people them skank to the sounds of a rhyme Brutus. Time to take, no chat on ill tracks, they call you a donor. Wouldn't write minor rhymes to mans to bite and take over. Racial abuse in foreign land made me a owner of a pure mind. My genetic code so sought after, a hero. Or maybe adamantium did run through my hand then. If it did, it wouldn't have been a prank thing, not ramping. Powers on show, vulnerable, internationally slipping. Vulnerable, swallow the call, stand tall. Hourglass don't fall. Run when I can to catch a second on you. They often hate me, ain't liking me lately. Want to often break me, my attitude's like hate me. They bloody hate me, want to break me, whoa, whoa. Step like, man at them one test when I rep my style shows metaphys and matter in time. Being what I project, the style I show you is mine. Step like, man at them one test when I rep my style shows metaphys and matter in time. Being what I project, the style I show you is mine. Carbon set, we're able to vibrate on levels so high, mind can freeze time. Relax for a minute, look at what matters and see spirit.
track, done alright, did it. Man's listened but didn't hear it. Dem I dem I won't dilute the message, my beliefs come concentrated. Truth's always gonna be rated. Come to preach, we did not, not JP's here, here to reach a track like rap. Leave the beat snap, dripping in phlegm from my ear rap. Forever about the music, rhyme vibes mix, I infuse it. No hidden text, forever. Forever about the music, rhyme vibes mix, I infuse it. No hidden text, I don't abuse this. I rhyme ruthless, people them skank to the sound of a rhyme Brutus. Time to take no chat, on ill tracks they call you a donor. You write minor rhymes for master by to take over. Racial abuse in foreign lands made me a holder of a pure mind, my genetic coder. So sought after, hero, maybe at them anti I did run to hand them. If it did it wouldn't have been a prank thing, not ramping, my powers on show. Vulnerable, internationally slipping miss, I said vulnerable. So I swallowed the call, stand strong, hourglass don't fall. But when I can't, I catch a second on you, they often hate me. Ain't liking me lately, want to often break me. So I step like they, yo, and so I step like they often hate me. Ain't liking me lately, want to break me. My attitude like hate me, so I step like, yo, and so I step like.
Oh yeah, my man Jonathan P on the track there. I was getting a live studio rendition as well. Live hip hop karaoke.
Bloody
oh, yeah.
Hate me. Ain't liking me lately, want to break me. My attitude's like hate me, so I step like. Yeah, man.
You
big
know
up Jay Quinn, man. Big up all the listeners as well.
Yeah, no. Big up to my brother as well, Anton, and the bar crew.
Yeah, man. Big up the compound. We've got some crazy strong people in Kepton doing all this bartending calisthenic thing. Mad strong people them, so big up the compound, man.
I need to get myself to Kettering, I think. I need to check it out. I've never been, man.
Nah, Kevin's, it's not as live as I'm probably making it out to be right now. I don't live there anymore, you know what I'm saying? So I've still got the love, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so where are you now? You're St. Albans?
Yeah,
right?
I'm St. Albans now, man. Yeah, chilling there, because I've got a...
So what, you got a farm, mansion, what's the deal, swimming pool?
Man's got a chemistry degree, so I'm working for a pharmaceutical firm by day, man, doing my thing, project managing, you know.
See, JP is multi-talented, you know, he's got his little chemistry thing, pharmaceuticals, and yeah, he's a stand-up comedian, flourishing on the London scene. And obviously the rapping skills are amazing as well. Anything else that we need to know? What other secrets have you got?
I think we should leave it. We should leave it there for now, man.
Wicked t-shirts.
Big up, Jay Quinn, man. What can I say? Big up.
And a very handsome man as well, I must say.
Oh.
Okay, I'm getting carried away now. I'm getting carried away with the love. Okay, and right. You haven't picked a tune for us yet, JP, so what have we got and why?
Yeah, for me, I wanted this tune to come on now because that's what kind of inspired me to make Step Like, really. It's by an artist named Mos Def. He calls himself Yasin Bey now.
Yeah, I was going to ask that because I keep forgetting what he changed his name to.
Yeah, to me, one of the best, most naturally conscious and musical lyricists that has come out ever. And this tune, as I say, inspired me to make Step Like. You might see some similarities between the two tunes. Not saying mine's anywhere near as good as his, you know, he's a... To me, he's a gem. So, yeah, this is Umi Says, man. Check it out. I love this tune.
Yo, right about now, yeah, it's Jamali, the one and only, the laughter guy. Listen, right now, you're tuned in, yeah, with JQ, yeah, for the Hip Hop Horror Show, yeah? So sit down, lock in, and hear the rhythms, yeah? Peace.
Tomorrow may never come for you and me.
Shine your light for the world to see. My umi said, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. Sometimes I get discouraged. I look around and things are so weak. People are so weak. Sometimes I feel like dying. Sometimes my heart gets heavy. Sometimes I just wanna leave and fly away. Sometimes I don't know what to do with myself. Passion takes over me. Feel like a man going insane. Use my brain trying to maintain things. Hey, 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 hey. Put my heart and soul into this, y'all. I hope you feel me where I am. Sometimes I don't want to be bothered. Sometimes I just want a quiet life. Me and my baby, me and my lady. Sometimes I don't want to get into no war. Sometimes I don't want to be a soldier. Sometimes I just want to be a man. But homie said, shine your light on the world. Shine your light for the world to see. My hobby said, shine your light on the world.
This is Urban Jazz Radio. This is Urban Jazz Radio.
You were saying to me this is your first radio interview, making your debut.
This is an exclusive for you, Jay. This is just for you, man.
They're all busting their cherry. That's all good. That's a pleasure. Thank you for choosing me. Thanks for having us, man.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for blessing us.
Yeah. That's all good. But what about like live gigs? Like no radio interviews, but live gigs? What have you done and what are you...
At the moment, it's definitely been more of a studio thing, just okay. Because with regards to us not living close together, so it's when we can get together and when we can do.
So where, yeah, where are you dotted about then at the moment?
At the minute, majority of us are in Kettering with regards to studios, certain producers, and then myself and the other MCs.
I think you've done well considering that you have got that's like you're spaced out.
I mean, we hope to do the live thing, but I think we're looking at it more that if we were to go that route, we want to do it with a live band. So we're looking into doing some stuff.
Oh yeah, because who was the guitar on that last track that we played?
That was Wildfire who produced.
Yeah, big up Wildfire.
Yeah, that was
wicked. When I heard the guitar, I thought that's wicked. But I thought, oh, maybe that is kind of like just production from the studio. But it was actually.
Yeah, big up Wildfire. Yeah. He created that beat, did all the production on that beat. Step like, real good job, man. Really, really good.
We recorded all our stuff at Green Studios as well, Green Room Studios. So
where's
big
that?
Up for that. This
that's
is Wildfire.
Well.
It's in Kitchen as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's our studio there. So
the lab. Yeah.
Big up for that as well. Thank you. Yeah.
Sweet, sweet. Okay, the next track. Intro, please.
Right. This is a track off the album called Mindscape Metropolis. Really, it's a track about duality in a way, and seeing past the duality, seeing past the black and the white, the good and the bad, whatever, the masculine, the feminine. It was really just an observation on how, even though there are two sides to every coin, each side can play a good or an evil, so sometimes the clarity is beyond that.
And JP, you said this is your favourite track.
This is my favourite track on the album.
Why,
man.
Why is that?
I write rhymes myself, man, and when I heard these rhymes and the beat and that, I kind of wanted to garden this beat, and then I kind of heard these rhymes and thought, okay, I'll leave that beat alone, you know?
How can I follow that?
Yeah, mate, nah, trust me, Fraser Manili excels on this tune, man. This, for me, I can hear this song. I came home the other night after a little watering at the old watering hole, you know, and I listened to this song 10 times in a row and heard something different every time. Yeah.
Wow.
So for me, this is the track.
That's heavy. Let's go.
It's broth ready for their feasting, suckling the soma, dripping sweetly from the...
Had to come with a rewind.
Said, a lost legion, a cost of freedom across Eden. The pale steed breathes in the sequence of top secrets, broth ready for their feasting, suckling the soma, dripping sweetly from her teeth. Then trapped in a state of self-defeating. Bound up in the scarlet robe, she was left to bleeding, seething, looking for a man to sink her teeth in. Beyond the point of reasoning, the meaning was misleading. Seeking our acquaintance in our dreaming to rectify the circuitry of neurologic beacons, leading to a passive state of balanced out cohesion of a feminine divinity's response to the demeaning anonymity that she had been receiving from a motherless conglomerate of phallocentric heathens who were reading from the feeling that they get from disbelieving that a mother's love is equal to a father and is healing. Polar opposites walk in my mind state metropolis. Those polar opposites walk in my mindscape metropolis. He said, I'm the extreme polar opposite, scarred mocha chocolate and chiseled up misogynistic botanist, a war veteran philosophist, masquerade daydream fossil with a monocle of glossy picks, tricks like magicians and backing from the prophecies, and fear factor in your problematic offices, the lost prophets of a moralist apostasis, laying down decrees of domination with apostrophes, macroscopic mercenary optics, night side slide between kaleidoscopic mosh pits, lockpicks, rock bottom, voluntary hostage, a solitary strategy for phenomenon on my crossbridge. Polar opposites walk in my mind state metropolis. Those polar opposites walk in my mindscape metropolis. Polar opposites walk in my mind state metropolis. Those polar opposites walk in my mindscape metropolis.
Oh yeah, now one of my selections. This is JQ, and I'm a massive fan of this band. This is one of the first bands that got me into hip-hop way back in the day, and it was actually one of the guys' birthdays this week, Daryl McDaniels. You probably know him as DMC from the legendary group Run DMC.
We had, say what?
What?
favourite Run DMC album. It gets overlooked quite a lot. Most people always talk about Raising Hell, but Tougher Than Leather, get that in your collection if you're a hip-hop fan. And if you like Run DMC and you haven't got that, make sure you add that to your collection. I'm just going to let you into a little secret now. I've been meaning to say this on the show before when I played Run DMC, but yeah, my name is Jason, it's my full name, but when I was coming up and I was a massive fan of Run DMC, their legendary DJ, who's unfortunately passed away now, but Jam Master Jay is a person I really looked up to, and that's when I shortened my name to Jay, and ever since then it's like all my friends call me Jay, and then that's just, I thought I'd share that with you, so not many people know that. Okay, back to the Lucid Troops album, Stressoteric. Yeah, yeah. Oh, let me ask you, the name, who came up with that and how? What is it?
Fraser. Manila, yeah.
Well, the album name or the group name?
Both. I was thinking of the album name because it's just quite unusual, but it's very memorable.
The album name just come off the top of my head. I was just thinking, like, we were, you know, because there are a lot of esoteric things in the album and what we're talking about, and a lot of it's just stress, to be honest. Like, you know, after years of doing things, sometimes it's good to look at things and have
an understanding. That's how you get rid of your stress.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly. Spitting lyrics
to vent that stress.
You know, having an outlet and that creativity.
Yeah.
And you know, definitely. Stress builds up, but then it gives you, I guess, inspiration, doesn't it?
As well, yeah.
Definitely.
Cool, cool, cool. And then and the name of the group. It's a cool name, man.
Yeah, Lucid Troops. In a way, yeah. I just wanted a way to find a way to say something like, you know, like Dream Warriors, like in Freddy 4 or something, just that sort of lucid astral appeal, and that this is not just the only place of existence, but I'll leave it at that, you know,
We like getting nice and
all
deep.
About the music.
All about the meditation.
Okay, introduce the next tune. Whoever wants to get on the mic and tell us about Jack Jones.
Right, this tune produced by Chef, Badman producer.
The chef again.
This is my cousin, man. He's done
up
so
a
well
nice
on his
recipe
tune. He gave me the beat. The beat was heavy. I was well happy with it. Unfortunately, he moved to Australia, so we kind of had to do things apart. The cuts on the beat, I must admit, I had to do those myself. If he'd have done them, it might have been a bit tighter, but still, I think the tune's a banger. So let's see what you think.
JP, I'm on my Jack Jones, rep what I know, and Allah is always inside me, never alone. Mother Nature couldn't exist without Father Time, so remember your soul while you're winding your waistline. JP, I'm on my Jack Jones, rep what I know, and Allah is always inside me, never alone. Mother Nature couldn't exist without Father Time, so remember your soul while you're winding your waistline. A lot of shit your crew says done been told. JP still skins like he's related to Rumpo. Cheesy rap threes makes his chest squeeze. Chat of rims, cars, money sparks their realities. One thing's real doesn't mean two things can't be. Chase material but don't question who Allah be. Trying to be real's fake, say it again. Trying to be real's fake like a leg on S. McCartney. Gal M1 check JP when I feel horny. Flow barmy, mess with perception like Barney. His swagger was leading. JP's flows comatose and left untrained, ear bleeding. Happiness showed he was succeeding. Truth told, knew what he knew. Took him no closer to the meaning. Forever high dimension, sky surfing. Mind sharp like Furbins. Twist like Sufi's turban. On my Jack Jones, rep what I know. And Allah is always inside me, never alone. Mother Nature couldn't exist without Father Time. So remember your soul while you're winding your waistline. JP, I'm on my Jack Jones, rep what I know. And Allah is always inside me, never alone. Mother Nature couldn't exist without Father Time. So remember your soul while you're winding your waistline. My flow is like a painting that smells so bad. When you bun it in your yard, you have your whole head skanking. Truly mind bending, a prison from the teachings of old. Truth that's out there but hardly told. Ancient notes like Yardley gold. Quotes written in lost language, spitting hard like a Muslim. Force fed a pork sandwich. The great Cardi's palm can't span this. Create cold breath as my rhyme, I brandish. I kinda live in the sea, so outlandish. Speak verses written in stone in times when legends roam. When all men rock dreads, cause there was no cold. Way before the days when Mikey sang, leave him alone. Correct control allows the mind to cleverly know what words to combine to come up with the swine flu flow. JP, I'm on my Jack Jones, rep what I know. And Allah is always inside me, never alone. And that's me done.
Yes, 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 wicked track there, Jack Jones. We could all relate to the themes and the lyrics and the meanings there. Nice one, JP.
Save JQ.
Okay, so this is my second favourite track of the album. It's called Unleash. When I heard it, I was like, oh, this girl's voice is just so, it's so significant and it's very distinctive. It's an excellent flow. So come on the mic, introduce yourself and tell us about this track and how you wrote
thank
it.
Thank you, yeah, I'm LT Solene. Basically, Unleash is about a female essence, basically. It's about women, you know, taking the time to think about themselves and learning about how crazy we are and how we can sort of, you know, like, filter that.
What, women are crazy?
Means, you know,
newsflash.
Every single woman on this planet needs to know that she's crazy.
And that's coming from a woman, so yeah, no sexism, text or anything
about,
like
that. I've had time to look at the truth, you know what I mean?
Heard it here first.
About filtering those emotions and making, you know, beautiful things out of it rather than getting angry and cussing your man and things like that, do you know what I mean?
So, but look, crazy women are the best anyway. We know that, lads, don't we? We love our crazy women. Wicked. Okay, let's go.
Hey, what's up? This is Chris Rock, and I'm with my man Lil Jon, and we stay in the club. We live in the club. We die in the club. We get our car washed in the club. We go to school in the club.
Attend to me, full moon. I pray you do not crowd my scabbard here. She may put her tongue out at you.
I'm refining my aligning through a solitary mining. Post-traumatic, enigmatic, female voice arising. Contemplating elevated soul that has required a mental quest to veil against to manifest the higher intelligence, a good defense, revitalize the purest. Cure the shame, frustrating blame, overstand the endless varieties of passages you face towards the mirror. Seek the word inside yourself to guide the voice to hear the wisest you, this time's two, or here and now and ever. We'll harmonize the disguise, remove the mask and tether. Analyze your fighter mind and find a seeker's shadow to fortify the silent night for those who choose to follow. The different sense of sentiments to replicate the maker. True form of mindfulness to reawake the seeker. Limitless eternity, the skies are reign divine. Remain amongst the revolution way before it's time. So unleash the essence, cause you're all alone. A part of it all, a systematic tone. So free yourself and open up your mind. Like the skies with your vibes of a mystifying kind. Navigate the astral gates in geometric ways. Excavate the natural way to end this complex maze. Emphasize rhetoric vibes and search aside the ether. Moralize the cake, scribe to meet the secret keeper. Sort the journey's end, death defy the reaper. Signifies the outer, finds a supplement to leap out. Pass the dark, the past, pass through those who hold the black flame. Your teachings of abyss assist the remake. They infiltrate the bounded state of parallel evolvings. Merge a nerve alive itself, the work revolving. The sound of voices crowned upon the throne of spirit. That represents the breed and sets the redefines the limit. They lead you to eternal flexibility to rise out beyond the call of mortal dawns. A metamorphic recount of beings that reflect the macrocosmic flow that generates the primal state of emblematic prose. So unleash the essence, cause you're all alone. A part of it all, a systematic tone. So free yourself and open up your mind. Like the skies with your vibes of a mystifying kind. So unleash the essence, cause you're all alone. A part of it all, a systematic tone. So free yourself and open up your mind. Like the skies with your vibes of a mystifying kind.
That's absolutely wicked. And I had a horrible hangover today, but after listening to that tune, I'm all good now. I'm ready to take on the world.
Yes, yes.
That is some wicked spitting fire there. I was just saying off air that I really love the fact that the tune's quite mellow. It's got nice, lovely production, but the lyrics are just like really rapid fire. And it must be quite hard to blend that and do that style when the actual track is not fast, but you're spitting like Machine Gun lyrics on there.
Not really, I've got a lot to say, so.
Yeah, big up DJ Scully on that beat as well, man.
Yeah,
wow.
Hench, underground, dirty sound and beat, and I just wanted to do it justice, do you know what I mean? So big up Scully, thank you for blessing us with them tracks.
Yeah, man, LT Soli really kind of excels on that tune, man. For me, if anyone is an old hip-hop head out there and you remember a rapper named Bahuma Dia, that kind of reminds me of that, man, just that slick kind of way of rhyming over a tune. But
very impressive, wicked, wicked, wicked. Okay, right, what we got lined up now, JP, is this your cousin, yeah?
Yeah, this is my cousin, Impact. A lot of people, if you're into hip-hop, you'd have seen him on the Don't Flop scene, man. He's been murking, man, all over the country, you know. This is battle rap. This particular track he did a little while ago, I love this. I love his wordplay. He inspires me a lot, you know. Keeps me on my toes with my own rhyming, my own creativity.
Did he start before you then, and you followed in his footsteps? Or
oh, no, separately, we've always been doing our thing since I've been in St. Albans, and he lives in the same end as me now. We do stuff together and separately, you know. But, this particular track, I just wanted to show some of the people out there what pure MC Fire is coming out of St. Albans at the moment, you know.
Big up Impact.
Yeah, big up Impact, man.
We've just finished working with him as well in the studio, so should be a track on his next coming album with
Collaborations, it's got to be done, exactly.
Yeah, man, and we worked on something about a week ago, actually, and both him and Gareth again kind of pushed me off wanting to rhyme again with their tight, super
Gareth's
tight.
Gareth's my bars. Government name, by the way. Fraser Manili, just in case you wonder who that is.
Oh, man, I'll be messing up.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
The true identities have been revealed.
Oh, no.
It's all good.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's roll. J Killer.
DJ Midnight.
Yo, I feel sick today. So sick, I'ma split your ribs and take your liver straight out. Clench my fist and watch the liquid spray your bitch's face. Leave her redder than lipstick and make her fuck herself with a stick of Pritt stick. I'm twisted, mate. Reptilian DNA strands. I stay mad, sicker than pedophiles tricking little kids with cake stands. Bringing earthquakes to shake lands. I'm insane, wipe my arse and slap you in the face with the same hand. I'm about as tame as a caveman. You waste minds of fate like Muslims who claim faith and taste ham. I'm deranged, fam, so fuck the Rain Man. He sold me his soul, so now I became the Flame Man. Rate me on a scale of 1 to 10 and it will break down. Sick with it, these lyrics will leave the scales jammed. Fuck around, I'll bring it to your door like the mailman. So all hell, cause
that
you're two tails, really ain't bad. Cause all they do is spit the same swag shit about track clips and how they act big and stack chips. But they don't ever tell kids how that badness will leave you living in a prison cell, shagging a mattress. You ain't a bad man, blood you're damn thick. Cause you actually copy the shit the Yankee man spit. Thug life's like Hollywood, George is the actress. Now go buy some chapstick for them cracked lips. I'll wrap rings around loser crews like hula hoops. When I use a roof, MCs get stepped on like Puma shoes. I've got the loosest screws, fuck around the loser tooth. And you can go and see the tooth fairy for your moolah, dude. I could use a zoo cause I'm getting hype, wrecking mics while I lecture the devil into accepting Christ. Leave them mesmerised by the way I'm penning rhymes, releasing them from deep
that
in my spirit, it's where
gangster.
My essence lies.
That's very not gangster.
They say the revolution won't be televised. That means it won't be anytime soon. I'm on the telly, guys. Cause the telly lies. Just like the skitty type saying she's in bed while giving head and getting piped. I'm sick of these elementary lines. Every guy seems to be spitting now in every rhyme. It's getting tiring, I just wanna go bed. Your flow's dead, I'm like an Enzo next to a moped. I'm a known threat, lungs full of holes, pour a smoke. Got me feeling like my soul's just approached death. Like my soul's left, I'm free from my mental prison. In a different dimension of existence, I just wanna spread love, try helping out my niggas. But I'm getting such high tension from these bitches, maybe cause of the attention that I'm getting from their women.
That
but my
is
intention
not
ain't
gangster.
To diss them.
That's very
I just
gangster.
Wanna live my life. Yeah, yeah, that's all I wanna do. I just wanna live my life. Yeah, big up Impact.
You heard the last tune.
Killer Impact. Yeah. That is wicked. If you're listening, it's
Impact.
It's JQ, and I'm very, very impressed.
2010.
I'll find you online. I'm gonna go on to YouTube and
back
find out what you're
doing.
You've got a lot of talent, bruv. It obviously runs in the family, JP.
Yeah, we're quite a talented family. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, big
Killer
up Impact.
Impact.
Man. And sorry to Jay's gran if the language in that tune offended your ear in any way.
Nah, she's probably swearing along with it, bruv. Okay, oh, we are almost out of time, so we've got a couple more Lucid Troops tracks to play for you now just to complete the album, and I hope you've been enjoying the show so far. These guys are absolutely brilliant. They're so talented. Can't believe it's their first time on air in the studio because, like, they are absolute naturals. It's been perfect with all the intros and everything else, and I can't believe these people aren't signed, but I'm sure they're going to go far, and it's only just a matter of time. Okay, this track is quite interesting because it brings in a lot of elements and it was written, well, just, yeah, if you introduce it.
The track was actually written by myself, Fraser Manili and LT Solene, because as well as hip-hop, like, we love soul music. That's my core, like, with that Motown, Northern Soul.
Great, yeah, yeah.
I was brought up on that, so we like
this
to write
This station plays a lot of soul, like, throughout
nice.
The week, yeah.
Yeah, man, like, soul to me, that's, you know,
roots of music,
that's the roots.
No, yeah.
So, yeah, we write soul as well, and we thought, you know, why not write just a little soul track? Something, you know, not too serious, but just something different.
That's wicked. Well, look, Martin Crossingham, DJ MC, if you're listening, he does a Sunday show, the Musicarium Soul Show, and if you're listening, hopefully you will like this tune. I'll dedicate it to you.
So you think you got plans? Little lady just don't understand.
You're a butterfly girl, gon' spread your wings to the whole wide world.
So you think you got plans, little lady just don't understand.
Ooh, you're a butterfly girl, gon' spread your wings to the whole wide world.
There appear
mystery away, mystery in play, sounded like a whisper and a wave. Thought I heard you say, never is a day, waiting for tomorrow, I won't weigh you down today. I can't get my thoughts straight, I'm all over the place, they don't really know me. So you think you got plans, little lady, just don't understand.
Butterfly girl, gon' spread your wings to the whole wide world.
So you think you got plans, little lady, just don't understand.
Ooh, you're a butterfly girl, gon' spread your wings to the whole wide world.
So I found myself a place, high up on a space, where I can be alone and out the way, to sit and contemplate the things I wanna say. Told me that you stayed, then you went and walked away. I can't get my thoughts straight, I'm all over the place, they don't really know me.
Butterfly Girl, Lucid Troops, that's a beautiful track there. Hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, a bit more the soul vibe and mellow, and yeah, big up to all the other urban jazz DJs. I know there's a lot of soul DJs out there who've got wicked tracks and wicked programs. So it's not just the Hip Hop Race Show. If you like your soul music, go on to urbanjazzradio.net and look at the program and look at the schedule for the coming week and see what you like. Something for everyone out there.
Yeah, man, big up Fraser Manili and LT Solene on that one, man. I've never really sung a tune that someone else has written before, and big up to Jay Dreamer as well, you heard her on the hook. So yeah, man, sounding tight, that tune, I like that one.
Yeah.
And obviously, LT Solene and Fraser Manili are writing tunes, you know, so if there's any big
songwriters as well
there that want to get in touch and see what they've got, they've got some killing banger tunes, mate, trust me.
On the sideline, we're songwriters as well, so we've got some different gospel and some soul and some hip-hop and some R&B, and we do lots of different things on the side as well, so yeah.
Wow.
Lucy Troops, we do everything, man. We'll even make you a cup of tea.
You say that, I'm here, I'm parked.
You ain't showing me where the kettle
is,
man.
Where's my cup of rosy?
I've got the biscuits, I'll show you, look.
Straight up. Jammy Dodgers.
I'm flossing, man. I've got like banana and toffee Jammy Dodgers, man. I know there's other kind of banana-filled toffee kind of biscuits you can get out there, but yeah, that's what I'm on.
Big up Jammy Dodgers.
You know that, all the biscuits crew out there. Yeah, just with regards to that track, so that was Jonathan P singing. So I was just saying off air, he's a bit of a Pharrell in the making. He can rap, he can sing. It's all good, it's all good. And yeah, like, you got a wicked voice on that track. And it, like, although I met Jonathan before, like when I was listening to the album on my iPhone or my iPod, I was like, which bits is his? He's got so many different styles and flows and voices, and I just couldn't pin it down.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. And I mean, thank you to all the Lucid Troops as well, because being involved in this project allowed me to be able to show all of this stuff. And it's such a musical album, and I feel kind of blessed to be involved, you know. So big up, man. Big up everyone involved.
I just had a text in from DJ MC, aka Martin Crossingham, from the Musicarium Soul Show. He did hear that shout out. He heard the tune. He was absolutely loving it. So thanks
good
for
work.
The feedback.
Big up, bruv.
Big up, thank you.
Nice. And just going back to that tune, let me know this. If someone writes something for you, like, how do you then sing it, or how do you sing it? Like, do they have to tell you, this is what was going on in my head when I wrote this, or do they just give you the lyrics and go, do whatever you want?
We do create a bit of a melody, basically, and then based on that, you can just sort of freestyle it, because it is all about letting that natural flow out. So we basically put in, like, a core sort of melody, and then, you know, if they want to mess around with it, freestyle and go off and all that, then, yeah.
That particular one, actually, to be really honest, like LT Solene and Fraser Manili were showing me some of the tunes they'd made. They were singing that tune to me, and I was singing along, and kind of the thought that I had in my head to them sounded a little bit different to their idea, and they kind of liked that more. So we kind of just went with it, and it worked, man.
Nice collaboration, definitely.
Cool. Okay, this is your last tune from the album,
and aptly called Goodbye.
Aptly called Goodbye. Yeah, definitely. It's got me, LT Solene, got a Jay Dreamer singing the hook, and we've got Fraser on there as well, and it's basically just about, yeah, saying goodbye and staying strong while you're saying goodbye, you know?
Definitely.
You know it.
I'm saying my goodbye with no tears in my eyes. I've walked a thousand roads, but I've done something else inside.
Stress left on my test of skill, the best threats
yet beckoning a gesture still. One sidestep for a second and address the quills. Black feathers of a pinpoint pressed to pill. Prime calf skin vellum to confess the real. Rhyme struggles of a lifelong quest to heal. The free flow and solidarity beyond profanity and vanity and battling to balance the polarity. The inner source of my insanity. The same faculties that shackled me are now afraid to tackle me. Why? Cause the science has gone fishing. I found mass transmission. Now I'm shipping to positions in the waters of attrition. Rum drunk with a certain disposition or condition that physicians give a pill to stop the visions. Make incisions in the rhythms, in the schisms for the mind and its divisions.
I'm saying my goodbyes with notice in my eyes. I've walked a thousand roads but I found something else inside. It speaks to me in ways, it never leaves its stakes. The only way to lose is if we choose to turn away.
A fast paced race, empty visions of the dark. Blush red, B-spreads, hemoglobin, satin sparks. Alternate adorations of a charge, restart. Transpars, bypass, mutilated by the craft. Leave scars, mind starved, dreams of effigies weak. Freak, tweet, rump beat. Beyond missionaries keep deep sea hoods meet. Stargate fleets of retreat. Constellates, direct haste to the height of the steep. Through the doors, wave walls of a technologic state. Full chipped and equipped, sim fitted to the plate. Predate, pass the pen that's been left with the scribe. Visualize, pon the prize that undies in the wise. As we wait, bait the fate of a medieval trial. Rise the night, smoke the night, sigil sighted style. Lucid troops doctrinated in a time defiled. Reignite spirit life by sight to the mile.
I'm saying my goodbyes with notice in my eyes. I've walked a thousand roads but I found something else inside. It speaks to me in ways, it never leaves its stakes. The only way to lose is if we choose to turn away.
Yeah, that's that. What a tune there. That's the last one from their album Stressoteric. Make sure you go out and look that up.
Yeah, cop that on Bandcamp, man. You can get Bandcamp. That on Bandcamp. Type it into Google, Lucid Troops.
We're on YouTube, we've got Blogspot, so check us out.
Make sure you do that. You're going to be hearing a lot more from these guys in 2013. They're multi-talented and they're going to go places, no doubt. And I'll be playing their tracks like in the next coming weeks on my show as well. Guys, you could come back anytime. I mean that.
Safe, man.
Thank you for having us.
You know,
thank
pick
you.
More tunes. We didn't get a chance to go through everything, and it is 3 minutes past seven already. I've almost run over time. Tony Newby's going to come up and do the Soul Town show for the next like hour and a half.
Big so up Tony Newby.
And he's out there. He was giving the guys good feedback, saying that they sound wicked, and I hope all you listeners out there really enjoyed listening to the guys and what music means to them, how they write their tunes, what they're looking to achieve, and the actual tracks itself. So as I say, you will be hearing more from Lucid Troops in 2013. Right, to finish off, this is the last tune that I'm going to play, and it's UK hip hop homegrown talent. And who chose this tune? Who was this?
That's me. That's a Frazier Benelli choice. That's Kalashnikov. All I got. Don't really need to say anything, do I? It's Clash.
Exactly.
So yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, what?
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's the Joe Buddha,
yeah.
Kalashnikov. What?
Rocky Road.
Yeah. You don't know.
Dedicated to
Rocky
Road.
Yeah. Check it.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. All I got in this world is my word and my herb. Spit verse after verse with brothers bending like curbs. You spend a third of what they earn on some draws, some herbs. Wars fought over turf. Lives lost over pieces of dirt. Heed my words. They're like healing herbs. But bitter like surrogacy when youths held in custody. TDA, GBH, there's no escape when you trapped in an estate. With a ghetto mind state, I traipse the landscape. With an art full of hate, my fate shape, twist and a trailer load of dub plate. Feeling like Bucky Ranks, forced to retaliate. The fake try and replicate, but die by the stake. Fascio brothers prepared to die for the papes. All I need is my peeps, my son and my apes. That's like 7 steps away from heaven. Can you imagine, like John Lennon? Catching your own fish and growing your own melon as the sun beckons. Me and my son watch the sun setting.
Still the feeling in my heart is unsettling. I'm stalked by reality and haunted by depression as his lessons manifest. All I got in this world is my son and my words. Spit verse after verse, your brothers bending like curbs. You spend a third of what they earn on some drawers, some herbs. Wars fought over turf, lives lost over pieces of dirt. Eat my words, they're like healing herbs, but bitter like surrogacy when youth held in custody. TDH, GBH, there's no escape. But you trapped in an estate, wanna get on my estate. It's not a joke anymore. Told you before, I keep a shetty by the door. By law, that's not a metaphor, it's martial law. Snake verse eagle claw, feds burst through your door. You swore to keep the locked jaw. Hell 3 to 4, now you're jailing on tour. Carving your name inside the cell walls. Cold D's, A wall, loose screws busting balls. Frustrated brothers busting shots for the cause. As the cameras record what occurred on the mission. Shot in Pulp Fiction. Screw face fellas is cursed with blurred vision. Through simple words, your whole life could be missing. It's action, reaction. Reload the ammo to obtain satisfaction. Surround sounds clash like Sir Coxon and Saxon. Sits in every section. Everything will be revealed with reflection. In guns some trust, but trust a blind man's weapon. In times of warfare, I show no discretion. It's depressing. I talk on the resin, blow the smoke into the heavens. Surrounded by the natural essence. Kids with weapons, the parents need protection. By any means, be ever ready to defend. Defend, defend, defend. Overstand blood. All I got in this world is my son and my words. Spit verse after verse, your brothers bending like curbs. You spend a third of what they earn on some drawers, some herbs. Wars fought over turf, lives lost over pieces of dirt. Heed my words, they're like healing herbs, but bitter like surrogacy when you held in custody. TDH, GBH, there's no escape. When you trapped in an estate, wanna get on my estate. Yeah, it's not a joke, mate.
And that is the end of the show. That's it from me. Going to hand you over to Tony Newby now. It's been an absolute pleasure to have the Lucid Troops in the studio with me, with their takeover, their invasion. Absolutely going crazy with rapping, with singing, with joking off air, dancing around in the studio, having a wicked time. So thanks for tuning in, everybody. Catch me next week, 5 till 7, a hip hop race show with me, JQ. That's a wrap.